This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2020 election is still going this morning, as it's not clear if the race for president will be settled today. The nation waiting for more votes from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. If President Trump holds on to Georgia, then basically whoever wins two of the three of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania will be the winner of the race for the White House. After midnight, Joe Biden told supporters in a short speech to be patient in waiting for the results, expressing confidence that they would be in his favor. Meanwhile, the president and Republicans began accusing Democrats of trying to steal the election and making unfounded accusations of election fraud. It could be a recipe for a very politically charged situation as we wait to find out who won in election 2020. There was no big election surge for Democrats last night in the Congress, as frankly for them it was a pretty disappointing night. Democrats falling short in a number of races where they had been hoping to win a series of GOP seats. Instead, Democrats suffered some losses, and depending how things shake out, they could actually lose a couple of seats in the House. But there are still a bunch of races which have a lot of votes to count. As for the U.S. Senate, it was the same type of story, as Democrats made some gains, but it might not be enough to win control of the Senate from the GOP, as it's still possible the Senate could hinge on a pair of runoffs early in January from Georgia. Even as vote counting was continuing after midnight, President Trump all but declared victory in remarks at the White House, basically making the case that unspecified fraud was somehow involved in the ongoing vote counting in a series of states. In his remarks, the president threatened to go to the U.S. Supreme Court in some type of legal appeal, even as Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other states were still counting votes on Tuesday night. Democrats denounced the president's statements, as the Biden campaign believes it can still win several of the states on the election board, while the president defiantly said he had already won the 2020 election.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.